RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Time for another Perigo's Perspective. Yes, it's been a whole week of waiting. The waiting is over. Morning, Lindsay.
Yes, good morning, and I'm all fired up. I've been firing up all week, so let me get into it.
Well, just as I dodged the nose to tail yesterday by getting out of the way really quickly, that's what I'm going to do now. I'm out of the way. The floor is yours. Go.
Oh, bravo. That sounds like quick reactions. Mind you, at your tender young age of 42, one would expect that.
Thank you. And you're just a few years older, I know. All right.
Just a few. So is the floor mine?
The real estate is yours.
Right, thank you. The odious regime of Keir Starmer, lovingly known as Keir Stalin to his admirers, but I shall call him Staliner, in Britannistan, is serving up an object lesson on where New Zealand was headed under the commie Labour regime here. Under these Marxist Mengelian ghouls, lockdowns, compulsory jabs, snitching to the modern-day Stasi, and speech banning were fast being normalized, with unprecedented intrusions into a citizen's daily life. We were inexorably approaching the point where we'd be awakened by a government alarm at the beginning of each day and ordered in front of the government telescreen to perform physical jerks on the orders of a fry-quacking government dominatrix, as in George Orwell's 1984. Which, by the way, 1984, our current government should reinstate to the curriculum if it's serious about banishing wokeness therefrom, along with Orwell's other dystopian masterpiece, Animal Farm, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, and Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged. The teachers' union would undoubtedly riot, which would be the perfect opportunity to deregister it. This is taxpayers' money we're talking about, and taxpayers should not have to pay a bunch of woke fascist freaks to indoctrinate children with only Black Lives Matter and trans-Nazi propaganda. And don't forget, government, to disestablish the woke fascist Ministry of Education while you're about it. Oh, but I digress already. Back to Keir Starliner and the lessons for us. Starliner, fresh from emptying jails of real criminals to make way for those arrested for criticizing Islam on Feces Book, fresh from removing a portrait of Margaret Thatcher from Downing Street, just as Barack Hussein Obama removed a bust of Winston Churchill from the White House, fresh from threatening huge increases in taxation, Starliner has now proposed a ban on outdoor smoking, including at pubs with dedicated areas for outdoor smoking. Starliner has plummeted 30 points in the polls since the election, with this brand of totalitarianism being the main reason. Here's one Labour voter at a pub sounding off.
I don't think the government should really get involved in people's private lives. It's not Orwell. It's not 1984. I don't want CCTV at home and tell me how I should, cook an omelette.
Great points, but then why did he vote for Starliner? It is Orwell. It is 1984. You will have CCTV at home. And the only reason the government won't tell you how to cook an omelette is that the government will forbid you to make an omelette in the first place because eggs aren't vegan. Jeremy Clarkson, who recently acquired a spiffing pub, repaired to his keyboard to call the decree Stalinist, what else, and to call Starliner a full-on communist, who also wants to ban meat, private enterprise, and all freedom of choice. He then mused that Starliner might deem such criticism a hate crime and have him hauled off to jail. One hesitates to say that too loudly, though I have no hesitation in bestowing upon Jeremy Clarkson the Perigo's Perspectives Freedom Award. No, Nigel Farage, whose Reform Party has surged to second place in the polls in the wake of Stalinism and the Tory Party's pathetic New Zealand National Party-like timorousness in the face of it, Nigel, I say, at a pub outside in the smoking area, fag in one hand, pint in the other, weighed in similarly to Jeremy.
It's not a protest. I mean, this is what I do every day. And the Prime Minister wants to criminalise me. And the danger of it is that they did this in Australia. They made smoking almost impossible. They tax cigarettes to the extent where they're now £35 a packet. So the criminal gangs now don't bother with cocaine. Forget that. Cocaine's boring. Cigarettes are very exciting. And so they run the whole tobacco industry. Shops everywhere sell cigarettes under the counter. Hairdressers sell them. Newsagents sell them. And you've now got gang warfare. There have been 97 firebombing arson attacks in Melbourne alone in the last 2 years. So if you take a legal activity and you effectively criminalise it, you hand it into the hands of the bad guys. I wonder whether the Labour Party have thought that through. Frankly, thought anything through. I bet they have. This is not just the Labour Party. I mean, this is the political class saying, you know, we know what's best for you. You must do what we tell you to do. Yes, I mean, Rishi Sunak's plans were completely mad that in 10 years' time, a 25-year-old could buy a smoke and a 24-year-old couldn't. So, yeah, it's all part of the same thing. It's all about government controlling our lives.
Oh, Nigel. Poor Nigel, if he doesn't get assassinated, is on track to become PM in 2029. Who would wish that on anyone? But that's if elections are still allowed by then. At this rate, of course, they won't be. Katie Hopkins, sporting a glass of red to camera, has an intriguing theory as to why Killjoy Keir is so anal retentive.
Do I think Starmer has seen Angela's Furberger? Oh, no. I believe, personally, my personal opinion is that Keir Starmer's gay. He seems gay to me. My gaydar goes off, but in a bad way. Not a good gay, like a gay, like a Macron gay, a Trudeau gay, shady little bastard gay. So I would say Keir Starmer's gay. Yeah, that would be my personal opinion. And undoubtedly what will happen now is Channel 4 News, as happened this week, will be given advance warning in order to come with the West Midlands Police Force, because they're big supporters of mine, and bang on my door and arrest me for alleging Keir Starmer might be gay. But regardless of that, Channel 4, you absolute bastards for going along, if it was you that went along to see the arrest of a child. Jesus Christ. How you people sleep at night, I have no idea. Right, he's definitely in the closet. I don't think he's that in the closet either. I reckon if I still worked at Men Online, I would know people who would know and have the pictures to prove it. I must try and get some of those.
If Stalin were gay, it would be necessary for all self-respecting queers to disavow him. Historically, queers of all people know what government overreach looks like. In New Zealand, of course, the totalitarian's inquisition against tobacco proceeds similarly, often spearheaded by members of the Shoplifters Party, who, while wanting to criminalise tobacco, want to legalise their substance of choice. Just as well for them, they haven't yet criminalised hypocrisy. Their ilk do, after all, want to ban everything or make it compulsory. They just scored a double whammy in Ireland, where a teacher has been arrested for the third time for not endorsing transgenderism. He was first arrested for showing up for work after being suspended for refusing to use the pronoun they instead of he of a male pupil. He spent 100 days in jail all up, but keeps on showing up for work. This is his third arrest. His name is Enoch Burke.
Enoch Burke, teacher, being arrested for not accepting transgenderism.
Nor should I. And I'm not going to turn my back on my duty to my students.
No, and I'm not going to turn my back on my duty.
No, you don't have a duty to do what's wrong.
No, you never
and to bring me before the court.
Even though there's abuse inside those gates.
To bring me before the court.
Even though there's abuse.
This is puberty blockers. Children are being
taught.
Children are being
suicide.
Surgery. Yes. Surgery. Mutilation.
Yes.
Mutilation.
It's a disgrace.
Mutilation. mutilation,
an absolute disgrace.
They're telling a boy that he's gender neutral. Yeah, that he has to take chemicals. That he has to take chemicals.
Shame upon you. Shame upon you, Gardaí. Shame upon you.
This is
an innocent teacher, a Christian man. Shame upon you, Gardaí Síochána.
Mr. Burke has broken no law.
I have a right to my job. I have a right to work here.
He has a right.
I have a right to be here. And
you're arresting
not
him.
To tell students
you
they need to tell
puberty
blockers.
You're arresting him
not
because
tell
he won't endorse Trump's gender ideology.
Shame on you.
Trans tyranny. I'm sure New Zealand's most notorious drag queen, the hilarious, benevolent Carmen, whom I knew, would be appalled at what malevolent monsters trannies have become. And that one is not allowed to say so. All over the world, far-left totalitarians of every stripe are shutting down free speech, with Brazil just having banned the use of X, as Paul was discussing the other day, formerly known as Twitter. Cackling Commie Lala wants that in America.
There has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
It certainly does have to stop. We can't have millions and millions of irredeemables and deplorables speaking freely to each other without Big Sister jackbooting everyone in sight. Shove it up your arse, Harris. Next week, that inexpressibly loathsome creature to the left even of Stalina, though she's trying to hide it now, Commie Lala and her pronouns and cackling and fry quacking and upward inflecting and woke fascism will go up against Orange Man Bad in debate. She'll lose catastrophically, as Biden did. Good. But then I fear that she and Biden and their crooked Justice Department, Department of Homeland Security, FBI, CIA, and Secret Service, after a failed assassination attempt in which I'm suspicious of all of them, will incarcerate Orange via the corrupt, evil Judge Merchan, hoping to clear the way for a Commie Lala regime that will outlaw, among a zillion other things, smoke and songs about smoke. I'm glad Jerome Kern and Anna Moffo are not around to see their country become a smokeless, joyless tyranny. Let us not go there, here.
They asked me how I knew.
Flame dies, smoke gets in. dying friends deride, tears I cannot hide. Sigh, silence, say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.